I'll never forget the first hand job that I gave. The thrill of it, the excitement, seeing a man completely under my control, slowly building up all those sensations, and the feelings of arousal and excitement. Oh, and it turned me on more than I ever thought possible. Looking at him, watching him, my touch was feeding him, down to the very depths of his soul. And then I remember the crushing disappointment when he came. Everything I loved about the moment just evaporated. Poof! Gone in an instant. Cum was everywhere, and his entire body just relaxed. And everything that made it work for me just disappeared. My arousal, my excitement, and my desire, gone. So, I needed to learn how to make it last. And I did. Long, slow, even torturous hand jobs. Absolutely agonizing. And eventually I was brave enough to leave them unfinished. And I loved hearing the whimpering, the begging, the desperation in their voices. Oh, the rush I would get from saying no. And if everything was just right, I could even orgasm that way. It took me some time to realize what I needed to do exactly. And I came to the realization that there were two kinds of men that I would tease and torment this way. Those men who liked it, and those who didn't. And well, the men who liked it just didn't push my buttons. They were enjoying it too much. And some would even thank me after. And all of those men asked me out again. But I just couldn't do it. They just weren't what I needed. The men that I needed, well, it was the men who didn't enjoy it. That's what made me wet. The ones who hated it. And the more that they hated it, the harder I would come. A few times it got a bit dangerous, though. Frustrated men can react very badly to being told no. But most men beg. Some even cry, while others make promises. But there are a few who will even make threats. So, I added a condition to keep myself safe. A nice pair of police-issue handcuffs. I told him it was a deal-breaker, and except for a few, it was never really a problem. Oh, and my heart would race at the sound of the cuffs clicking shut. The inevitable tugging and wriggling they all would do, just to make sure that they were really helpless. And then, I would take my time, like an artist, touching and teasing. Probing every part of their cock and balls, finding exactly what made them throb, what made them ache and twitch, and watching them twist and turn at my touch. And then I would tease them for hours, and the worse the desperation got for them, the hornier it would make me, and the more that they hated it, the harder I would come. It was wonderful, really. But once the handcuffs came off, I'd never see them again. And then, I met you. You were so smart and cute and handsome and confident. Exactly the kind of man that I target. Of course, I knew you'd resist. I knew you'd hate it. I figured I'd just use you up like I always do. And then just never hear from you again. Our dates went just like I imagined. Dinner was amazing. And we just connected on so many levels. We had a really great time. And we had so many things in common as well. So when I asked you back to my place, I was pretty certain that you'd take me up on the offer. And you did, of course. But then, my dark side took over. Handcuffs. Handjob, you crying, and me coming. And I came so hard. And then you just went out the door, never to be heard from again. Or at least that's what I thought. And then my phone rang a few days later, and I really couldn't believe it. And you asked if I wanted to go have dinner again, and of course I told you I would. But I've got to admit, my brain at the time was having trouble processing things. But later that week, we met at the restaurant, and things went well again. The more we talked, the closer we got. But in the back of my mind, all I could think about was teasing and torturing you all over again. Honestly, I have no idea if or how well I hid it, but when I invited you back to my place again, you kind of pulled back a bit and got really quiet. And there was a long silence between us. Until you finally spoke. About that, I remember you said. And I just took a deep breath, just waiting for the moment when you were going to tell me no. I figured you wanted something different. So I braced myself for the inevitable rejection. But I couldn't help but think, why did you ask me out again if it was going to come to this? I could feel my walls building as I waited for you to continue. And then you said that you really hated what I did to you last time. And I realized my arms were crossed and I was kind of sitting back in my chair a bit. Yes, I said to you somewhat coldly. I could tell that you were struggling to find the right words, but I couldn't help myself and I interrupted you before you were finished. And you know that I'm going to do it again, I told you directly as I looked straight into your eyes. And then I saw a flash of fear as you shifted in your chair. And you looked somewhat embarrassed, I guess, glancing down at the table. So I waited again. Another long pause. And you said, yes. And I was a bit taken back by that, so I had to ask. If you hated it, and you know I'm going to do it again, then why did you ask me out? And you just sat there, and you stammered a bit, before admitting to me that you didn't actually know. I suppose you didn't quite seem to understand it yourself, either. And finally, you raised your head and looked back up at me. And you told me that what I did to you was one of the worst experiences of your life. And you paused again. I waited, and I just looked at you with a really puzzled expression on my face. And you admitted to me that even though it was absolutely agonizing, that ever since then, it's all that you could think about. That I was all that you could think about. And after hearing that, it was my turn to be speechless. And then finally, after another long, awkward pause, I remember that I managed a couple of words. I see, I told you. Which was a total lie, because I really didn't see. I genuinely couldn't understand. You weren't like any guy that I'd ever met before. And when you told me that you hated it, I believed you. And just knowing that, well, it turned me on. And when you told me that it was all that you could think about, that turned me on even more. You really weren't like any of those other men who wanted to come back. Those men that loved being teased. They always wanted more. But that wasn't you. And you looked at me again, and I saw in your eyes something that spoke to the very depths of my soul. And when you told me that you were scared, I admit, I felt myself getting wet, practically soaking my panties. And I just smiled a bit, and I told you that you should be scared. And then after we finished our dinner, we went back to my place again. It was a little bit awkward. You were so nervous. But I was enjoying that. Relishing it. Drawing it out as much as I could. Making you wait. until your pants came down, and I finally brought out the handcuffs. Almost immediately there were protests, regrets, and you were begging and just pleading with me to stop. But all of that was just getting me more and more aroused. And as I teased you, I did something different for the first time. I slid my hand into my panties and began masturbating to your suffering. Oh, and it felt so good. And when you started to cry, oh my God, I came harder than I'd ever come before. But that orgasm was just the beginning. And there was going to be a whole lot more. Honestly, I completely lost track of time. And by the time I was done with you, I'd lost count of my orgasms as well. And your poor cock was throbbing, swollen and aching. And your balls were so full and tender too. God, I love playing with them. Playing with you. And when I reached up to wipe the tears from your face, you actually flinched at my touch. And oh man, that made my heart race. This time though, when the handcuffs came off, you didn't run. You didn't leave. You just kind of curled up a bit. But it didn't take you long. And I saw your hand sliding down to touch that cock. And you were even starting to rub it. I couldn't have that happen, though. And so, I took hold of your wrist and pulled your hand away. Don't you dare, I warned you. Do I need to put these back on? I asked, dangling the cuffs in front of you. You were sobbing and sniffling. But your cock was just as hard as it'd been all night long. So I pulled you closer to me, and I was surprised to find you more receptive to my touch this time. And you pressed your head against my chest, and I whispered to you, I only come when you can't. Oh, and the thought of it was making me horny again. My fingers slid back down my panties, and then inside my pussy. And I masturbated again, feeling your tears on my shirt, whimpers and sobbing. You're sniffling, and then occasionally you'd whisper, please, and I would just tell you to hush. And as I continued to touch myself, I told you that it was always going to be this way. I needed your suffering to come. And I knew deep down inside, you needed to suffer for me too. And that night, you slept beside me in my bed. And as I drifted off to sleep, happier than I'd ever been, knowing that you were beside me, aching and frustrated, I admit that my last thoughts before I fell asleep was that you'd be gone in the morning. Maybe out of anger, or maybe just out of frustration. Or maybe just the clarity that this was how things were always going to be. I wondered if I broke you. Or maybe you needed something more. When the sun came shining through my bedroom window the next morning, I looked over to find your side of the bed was empty. I admit that I was really disappointed. And after I let out a long sigh, thinking it was far too good to be true, you reappeared. You came back, and you were just standing in the bedroom doorway, completely naked, and holding a tray. You brought the tray over and set it down beside me. I couldn't believe it. You brought me bacon, eggs, and coffee. And you told me that you didn't know how I took my coffee, so you just left it black. And I looked up into your eyes. And I told you that I wasn't sorry about what I did to you last night. You just smiled a bit before you leaned down and kissed me on my forehead. It's been a year now. And much to my surprise, and to my delight, nothing has changed. Well, I suppose that isn't exactly true. Now, you know how I take my coffee. Cream and no sugar.
If you enjoyed this audio and want to hear more, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/mistressAzralyn.